Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Mick McCarthy.
What? Here
I'm
we go.
Typing on my Google Doc saying Morata is right. I didn't think he played in the Prem. Yes.
The point's been declared.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland. A proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, Andrew Porter insists Ireland won't be sulking after last weekend's defeat at the hands of France. I have the latest injury news ahead of this Saturday's trip to Rome. And could Jack Crowley be on his way out of Munster? Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up, Ireland attack coach Andrew Goodman says their review of Saturday's defeat to France was a tough one to endure. Preparations have begun for their final round trip to Italy in the Six Nations, with hopes of the championship all but extinguished. James Lowe and Ronan Kelleher both trained today, having missed the France game, while Sam Prendergast had a strapping on his knee, which Goodman claimed was the result of a cut only. Goodman openly sought favours from Scotland and Wales today when he faced the media, and the Kiwi gave an insight into the France review sessions.
Yeah, it was a very restless couple of nights post Saturday's performance. It was tough. It was tough to watch, and even tougher to watch back. So there's a lot of analysis that goes into it as a coach, I suppose, and conversations between the coaching group to see. It's the first place we look is where we could have been better as a group of coaches to set the players up. Obviously, the players come in then on the Sunday. We connect back up on Monday, and yeah, the energy obviously is down a little bit because it's a performance that we weren't proud of, and we had a good week leading up to it, and there was obvious other reasons around people playing their 50th caps and some great men that were playing their last home game at the Aviva, so as well as destiny being in our hands now taken away from us. So it was a tough couple of days, but as you said, like post that process, as with anything, on a Monday you kind of energy levels get built back up, and we have to come back and bouncing today because the most important thing now is a response for the group. We want to go out there and put our best performance forward in the Six Nations, but for our fans as well, we want to go out there and give them something good to watch.
Goodman also revealed the issues raised by that review.
Well, the things that we reviewed and had a good look at was the first 20 minutes, because if you look at the first 20 minutes, we had possession, we had territory, we had five entries into the 22, and for a number of reasons, we weren't good enough to finish those entries. So it was disappointing to watch back on, because I think, you know, we get across the line one or two times there, or maybe get some points on the board there. It could be a very different game. So, you know, that was a big focus on us. And then a lot of the collision work, post going up after half-time, we come up, started well. There was a nice patches of play that led to the penalty to go to the corner. We go through and score a try to go ahead, and then we lose a few collisions, which leads to, you know, a yellow card, then a try, and then a lot of momentum that goes France's way. It's tough enough to defend a French team like that with 15 on the field, but to have 14 and then the energy that takes away from you later in the game, it was big to, you know, discipline. Two yellow cards, 14 men for 20 minutes.
Loosehead Andrew Porter says heads won't be in the sand after Saturday's defeat.
No, I mean, just going through reviews and stuff, we were just watching, and I suppose the main thing that came out of it is just kind of we weren't ourselves on the day. Like, it's a few small things, and that's the thing at this level. Like, if you're a few percent off, teams of the caliber of France or any other team will exploit that. So you obviously have to take your learnings from a defeat like that, but lucky thing is it wasn't our last game, so we've got something else to look forward to this week, which is a huge test over in Rome. So yeah, we can sit around and sulk all we want, but we've got another job to do next Saturday. So it's Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah. Goodman, meanwhile, confirmed that Tadhg Furlong is in line to play against Italy this weekend, having not featured for his country since July of last year. The attack coach says Furlong will be a welcome addition to the Ireland pack.
Yeah, I think it's great for him. It's been a tough period for him. But with Tadhg and the history of the injury, we had to make sure it's right. We didn't want to try and get him back in early and then there's another setback. So I suppose we've been a little bit cautious with this one to make sure he is 100% right. So when he comes back in, he's good to go, and he can feel confident and comfortable coming out to the field.
And Goodman says Ireland are determined to end the season on a positive note.
As I said yesterday, like, there was definitely the boys were a little bit deflated coming in. I think as a player, I can remember myself, after you've had that, you just want to try and you want to get that process out of the way, because there's things you're thinking about in your head. Us as coaches have probably had the chance over Sunday and the connections we've had to process it a little bit better. So when the players come in on the Monday, the conversations were really honest. And as I said, the players are, yes, they were disappointed, but they're excited about a response that we can go and put out now. So we have to go. There's another test match this week. You can't, that's the nature of test rugby. You can't, you've just got to get back on the horse and go again.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, former Munster and Ireland hooker Mike Sherry joined the calls for the Ireland staff to focus on building squad depth.
I think building up depth is something that the Irish rugby public have cried out for a long time, particularly leading up to World Cups and the out-half position, which is extremely topical at the minute. But in order for us to get 2 to 3 players of very similar quality, similar experience, we need to test these guys out. And I find it somewhat humorous that, you know, the last 2 to 3 World Cups, we have essentially lambasted the Irish coaching tickets, the player management, that we've gone in very short at 10. Now we've tried something out in the Six Nations. We've given Prendergast a huge amount of experience. Granted, I probably would have given Crowley a start or two, and I would have brought him on earlier in games. But I think people are saying this is a championship game. What's he going to learn from that? It's too late to learn. It's do or die. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think it was important for Ireland to build depth there in particular, and they've done that. Maybe it was a shift of focus for the Six Nations. Maybe it was a case of, right, we're not going into the next World Cup short of 10. We need to build depth, and they've certainly done that, in my opinion.
You can hear lots more from Mike Sherry and last night's Monday Night Rugby with Andy Dunn and Gerry Thornley by becoming an Off the Ball member now.
Coming soon to your Off the Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous, and always will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route of 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Route of 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route of 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
Meanwhile, the Daily Mail's rugby correspondent Chris Foy claims that Leicester have made inquiries regarding Jack Crowley. The Premiership club need a new out-half, with Handry Pollard returning to South Africa with the Bulls at the end of this season. According to Foy, talks have taken place in Dublin between Leicester and Crowley. To add to the intrigue, Munster play Leicester at Welford Road in a mid-season friendly on Friday. It's been another day of contract extensions at Munster today. Fullback Mike Haley has signed a 2-year extension, keeping him with the province until the summer of 2027. Flanker Jack O'Donoghue has put pen to paper on a new 1-year deal. And Ben O'Connor, who started in Munster's last 3 URC fixtures, has signed a new contract that will see him maintain his status as an academy player next season before stepping up to senior terms on a 2-year deal the following year. In further good news for Munster, versatile back Patrick Campbell is back in full training this week following a shoulder injury sustained way back in September. Leinster have also kept the club biro busy today. Hooker John McKee and versatile back Jimmy O'Brien have both signed new contracts. 21-year-old centre Hugh Cooney, who made his Leinster debut in October's win away to Connacht, has put pen to paper on his first senior deal with the province. Back to the Six Nations, and France have called post centre Fabien Bras-Boiry into the squad for their potentially title-clinching fixture with Scotland. The uncapped 19-year-old has played in 3 of this year's under-20 Six Nations fixtures, indeed starting against Ireland in Cork last Friday. Bras-Boiry replaces Pierre-Louis Barassi, who suffered a concussion at the Aviva last week. However, Gaël Ficou is tipped to start in the centre on Saturday against the Scots, having not featured at all for his country since November. And finally, New Zealand Rugby has secured the services of their talented fullback Reuben Love. The 23-year-old, who also has designs on playing fly half for the All Blacks, has signed a deal to keep him with the Hurricanes there until 2028. Love made his debut for the All Blacks in October's test win over Japan, and he came off the bench for Clayton McMillan's All Black 15 that beat Munster at Thomond Park in November. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge, Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.